USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Confirmation hearings continued Wednesday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and the judge.
So you've been asked a lot about Roe v. Wade and Casey, and one of the differences between Brown versus Board of Education and Roe line of cases is that there's active litigation regarding Roe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I think Senator Hirano named 8 or 9 different cases that may come up to the court, cases in controversy. And one of the reasons you can't tell us how you would rule is because there's active litigation coming to the court. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And one of the reasons you can say with confidence that you think Brown versus Board of Education is super precedent is that you're not aware of any effort to go back to the good old days of segregation by a legislative body. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've also said that in lectures that Brown was correct as an original matter. So that is the kind of thing, since I've said it in writing, I felt like I could express before the committee.
USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
AMC movie theaters are in a world of financial hurt due to COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Movie theater operator AMC says without raising more funding, the company could be out of cash by the end of the year. AMC has reopened nearly 80% of its 598 theaters in the United States, but says the pandemic is still crippling its attendance. The number of moviegoers at AMC theaters is down about 85% from a year ago. The company says many of its most popular locations in Florida, Maryland, New York, North Carolina, and Washington remain closed due to local restrictions. The company says that's cut them off from nearly a quarter of their usual revenue. Cineworld Group, one of AMC's biggest competitors, announced last week that it was suspending operations indefinitely at all of its U.S. theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
B&B Theaters, the sixth largest cinema chain in the United States, has announced they're months away from filing for bankruptcy protection if nothing changes. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
So, you decide to go hiking in Utah. Cougars are probably the last thing on your mind. Think again. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away! Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly 6-minute ordeal with the cougar, eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Wildlife experts say he did the right thing by yelling loudly at the animal and standing tall.
Kitty Kitty was probably hungry. Stargazers rejoice! The skies over the northern hemisphere will be a delight for the rest of the month, from meteor showers to a Halloween full moon and Mars in opposition. What that basically means is that Earth will be between the Sun and Mars. Erica Page with KBTX Television in Bryan, Texas.
Is that Mars is at its closest point that it will be to Earth until 2035. So we've got another little bit of time before that happens again, which basically just means it's going to look really bright in the nighttime sky. Viewing tonight looks to be perfect.
Opposition began on October 6th when Mars was only 38.5 million miles away from the Earth. The Earth averages 93 million miles from the Sun. Also, one of the largest meteor showers of the year is right around the corner, as Earth is passing through the debris field from Halley's Comet. The meteor shower is visible tonight and peaks on Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.